forgotten. And at this point, we may digress briefly to wonder how the tiny island of Barbados, only 160 square miles, should produce such an amazing wealth of cricketers. Weeks, Worrell, Alcott, Silvers, Griffith, Hall, Hunt, Atkinson, Goddard, and already a fresh generation is treading on the heels of the established players. Now, I put this question to Roy Marshall, another of the proud Barbadian stroke makers, but now long settled in England and captain of Hampshire, perhaps sufficiently remote from his native island to offer an objective judgment.
Well, I'm sure many people have tried to answer this question, and I'm probably going to repeat quite a lot of what they've already said. Anyway, I don't think there's just one factor in this, but several. First of all, Barbados, unlike some other islands such as Trinidad, was colonized only by the British and had no Spanish or Portuguese influence. This made cricket the number one sport without any other counter-attractions, and consequently the keenness and interest in cricket built up over the years. Secondly, a game of Barbados is different from Trinidad and some of the other islands. The soil is the best in the world for making perfect wickets, not only on the main grounds, but on any strip of land on any part of the island. And lastly, the organization of cricket is such that the three leading schools play in the competition that includes all the leading club sides. Speaking personally, by the time I was 14 years old, I had batted in serious cricket against several test bowlers and bowled against quite a few test batsmen. And to me, this practical experience was far better than all the coaching I could ever have received. Once